Remember, we have to be positive in our preaching. Our approach should be a positive approach. We should not be negative. When we see people disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our manner should be a manner which is positive in terms of our response. We should not be people who belittle others, who look down on others, who say, oh, look at these people. They disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're preparing fuel for the fire. They're misguided people, and start labeling them. From this short account, I would like to highlight the fact that our pious predecessors had a very positive attitude toward, in terms of their preaching. Sayyidina Ibrahim Atrush, he narrates that Sayyidina Ma'ruf Karkhi was once walking in Baghdad along the river, and he saw some young men in a boat drinking wine and singing. And some of his companions were obviously with him, and one of them said, you should pray against them. Almost like saying you should curse them, you know, that Allah should destroy them for their open disobedience. They have no shame whatsoever. They're openly consuming alcohol and openly singing like this. The response of Sayyidina Ma'ruf Karkhi was a beautiful response. He raised his hands for supplication and he said, O Allah, O my master, I ask you, the way you have made them happy in this world, make them happy in the hereafter. His companions were shocked. They said, you know, they're disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we asked you to pray against them, and you responded with this prayer for them. And then Sayyidina Ma'ruf Karkhi alayhi rahmah, he said, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to make them happy in the hereafter, Allah will give them the ability to repent in this world. So he didn't pray against them. He prayed for their guidance in this way, by saying, may they be happy in the hereafter the way they are happy in dunya. The only way to be happy in the hereafter is to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that would be done through repentance. And this is what Sayyidina Ma'ruf Karkhi alayhi rahmah was requesting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very difficult to pray for those who may have wronged you, or who may be committing sin, or may be known for their evil. This is the beauty of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the awliya kiram rahimahumullah, that they have such pure hearts that they are not affected by the sinner. They look at the sin and they pray for the betterment of the sinner. They pray for the guidance of the sinner. And this is what we must learn from in terms of our manner of preaching and the kind of mindset we must have in our preaching.